The transportation funding plan unveiled by Democratic leaders in the Massachusetts state legislature has been met with a mixed response, with Democratic Governor Deval Patrick threatening to veto the plan if certain objectives aren't met, and House Republicans criticizing the plan for raising taxes without making other reforms to government. And lawmakers in the Berkshires seem to be equally as divided on supporting the plan introduced by House Speaker Robert DeLeo and Senate President Therese Murray, both Democrats, last week. Representative Gail Caridi of North Adams, who serves on the Joint Committee on Transportation, is supportive of the plan. In particular, she likes how it increases Chapter 90 local aid by 50% to $300 million for cities and towns to assist in road and bridge repair.
It's something that we need. It's something that has to be done in a more timely fashion, and I'd like to get that done as soon as possible. Now, there's more money in there for that, so each of our communities in the 1st Berkshire District and throughout the Commonwealth are going to receive more monies through this plan of the legislature.
The governor's and House Republicans' proposals also include this increase. Caridi was also supportive of the plan's intent to forward fund the state's regional transit authorities, also widely identified as a critical component of transportation investment by the Democratic governor and House Republicans.
We need to get our budgets forward funded. This plan does that. It allows for greater transportation thinking in Berkshire County, so I'm very happy about that, too.
Caridi also supports the plan to resolve longstanding debt and improve service for the MBTA in the greater Boston area. But the legislative leader's plan hinges on a 3-cent raise in the state's gasoline tax. On a press call Friday, Governor Patrick said that it's unfair to raise a gas tax on residents of western Massachusetts because the legislative leader's plan does not include some of the major projects outlined in his own budget.
I'm not hostile to the idea of having a modest gas tax a part of a final package. The problem with this package is that the folks in western Massachusetts will pay that gas tax and see no change or improvement in their service.
The governor's 10-year vision includes items missing from the legislative leader's plan, such as repairing the I-91 viaduct in Springfield and restoring passenger rail from Pittsfield to New York City. Recently, Democratic State Senator Benjamin Downing of Pittsfield said that he would fight for a way to preserve the governor's projects outlined for his district.
We absolutely ought to be investing in transportation and education, and we need to be doing it the way the governor has outlined. Rail from Pittsfield to New York City is a huge priority of mine.
Democratic Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier, also of Pittsfield, recently told WAMC that she supports the governor's plan to raise the income tax to pay for the transportation investments over the gas tax.
Wherever you live in the state, whether you rely on public transportation or you have to rely on driving your car, this is the way to equitably raise taxes. And then with the doubling of the exemption, the people at the lower end of the income scale will be protected.
Rep. Caridi said that raising the gas tax is not something she accepts wholeheartedly, but she does see it as the most viable way to fund projects she considers most important. Caridi added that although the legislative leader's plan does not include some of the larger projects the governor has outlined, she said by focusing on a 5-year plan instead of the governor's 10-year budget, the state could save more money in the meantime.
It doesn't say that we're not going to have rail. It doesn't say that we're not going to have a South Coast project. Those things are still on the table for the future.
The House of Representatives is currently debating the Democratic leader's plan today in a formal session. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.